Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are. I'm your host, Brittany Alcala, and this is the Deep Connection Podcast. I'll be here Monday through Friday, bringing you your daily dose of morning inspiration and motivation. I'm also a spiritualist here to help you raise your vibrations and dive deep into your healing journey. This podcast is all about self-help, shadow work, manifestation, life coaching, and I address a wide range of topics from spirituality to relationships and the metaphysical. If this sounds like something you're interested in, then stick around and have a listen. Let's dive into today. So this is the first part of 24 series of abundance blocks. So what are abundance blocks? Abundance blocks is anything that keeps us from living our most abundant and fulfilled life. Why do we have abundance blocks? Abundance blocks are caused by fear, trauma, and limiting beliefs. Now, I'll briefly touch on the 24 real quick before I start talking about the first one. So the 24 in order is resistance, doubt and fear of change, money zapping decisions, fear of growth, fear of success, fear of rejection, fear of numbers, indecision, stuckness, clearing your values, getting clear on your future, clearing clutter, clearing family blocks, clearing blame, discovering the ultimate you, discovering your ultimate self, turning blocks into profits, clearing self-sabotage, clearing the lack of self-worth, clearing financial messes, clearing financial illusions, clearing fear of scarcity, and then welcoming abundance. So this will be a whole 24-part series, and we're going to get started with number one, which is resistance. Now, if you're going to follow along with this, I recommend that you do it in order. And I recommend that you take these tools and self-reflect on where you have problem areas in your life. So we're going to talk about the number one abundance blocks getting started today, which is resistance. So resistance is anything that keeps us from doing the things that we're supposed to do, including receiving love. Okay, giving and receiving love. Resistance has many faces. It can show up in procrastination. It can look like laziness. It can look like self-fulfilling prophecy. And it can just feel yucky all the way around. It can feel like losing an uphill battle. It can feel like one step forward, four steps back. It can feel like the weight of the world is on your shoulders. It can feel like you're spinning your wheels. It can feel like you're pushing a cork underwater. It can feel like you're swimming upstream. It has many faces. But why do we have resistance to begin with? Well, resistance is the act of resisting things that either you know are good for you or things that you're asking for. So when it comes to manifestation, let's say that you are asking for a lover or a good relationship, and someone comes along and they want to do something nice for you. Let's say they want to take you out to dinner or they want to buy you something nice, and your first instinct, your first gut instinct is to be like, no, thank you. I don't want that. Or why does it have to be that way? Whatever it is where it's a lot of negativity, that would be resistance. If you are asking for a new job and you have job opportunities, but you can't see them, that would be resistance. If you have stuff that you need to do throughout the day that's going to be good for you, such as working out, eating right, attending, you know, whatever you need to attend to, getting up on time, that would be resistance. Resistance is there because our minds use it to keep us safe. There's something within your mind and your subconscious mind that tells you it's not safe to do whatever it is that you're doing. And we're going to debunk that. We're going to deconstruct. What is it that our mind is actually keeping us safe from? Is it because we feel like whatever we're doing is too hard, too difficult, too time-consuming, not worth it, people are going to judge us, what if this, what if that, what if that? It's a lot of mind, subconscious mind beliefs that we need to get rid of, change, and transform. When it comes to resistance, you want to start by identifying where it is in your body. So I know for me, one of the hardest things that I feel I need to do is get up and work out. Stretch, work out, get on the elliptical, do what I need to do to be healthy. And, you know, it releases stress. It's all the things that are so good for us. And yet sometimes it's the biggest struggle for me to do that every day. It's all about cultivating good habits. And it's not about motivation as it is inspiration. See, you don't want to force yourself to feel motivated. It's better if you feel inspired. When you feel inspired to do something, the motivation naturally follows suit. So when it comes to working out, what are the beliefs that I have that tells me it's not safe? Well, we're going to get a little personal here, but I was in the service. I served in the Navy for 4 years. And when it came to working out, it was something that I had to do. I did not have a choice in that matter. I was forced to do it. Even if I like it, even if I enjoyed it, even if I felt good, there's a lot of trauma surrounding that that keeps me from being able to cultivate those good habits. Now, reminder, it is one small step a day. Even if you put in 1% extra a day for a year, your life will look completely different than it does now. And regardless of your circumstances, you can completely change your life in 60 days. See, it's all about the mindset and how you are going to approach this. First, you have to be aware of the habits and thoughts that you are thinking. See, your reality is just created by your thoughts, your repeated thoughts that you're thinking. Whatever you repeat today will manifest tomorrow. Whatever you were repeating yesterday has manifested today. So by shifting your thoughts to better and better feeling thoughts, you can change your reality very, very quickly. When it comes to resistance, it can look like procrastination. Man, procrastination is a son of a bitch, isn't it? I know a lot of people that procrastinate. They say, well, I'll do it tomorrow. I don't feel like it. It's too hard. What if this? Like, it's time that we start taking inventory of the things that we tell ourselves. See, our words are magic, and whatever we tell ourselves is real. If you think you can, I know you've heard this before, more than likely. If you think you can, you can. If you think you can't, and you're right. So let's start thinking about all the things that we can do, all of the things that are possible for us, and let's look at ways that we can open our heart to receiving. See, we want to be able to be receptive within ourselves, to others, and to the universe. The universe wants to give you what you are asking for. And when you ask for it, the universe has already responded. It already exists for you. Now you just have to let it in. Stop fighting, surrender control, and let things come as they come. See, the biggest reason we have resistance is because we want to be in control of everything that happens within us and around us and everything that everyone else is doing. But when you let go of that control, things start flooding in. That is the most difficult thing to do, I would know. And I think a lot of people struggle with that. See, all of our struggles and suffering is from our own mind. We've got to learn to get out of our own way. You can start cultivating releasing resistance every day with micro adjustments. This isn't something that you need to do full blown. You need to dive head first in. It's just something, the more that you bring attention to it, the more that you're aware of it, the easier it gets. See, the best way to start letting go of resistance is meditation. And you will hear me talk about meditation all throughout all of my episodes of my podcast. If you do not have a meditation practice, I highly advise you get one, okay? You can meditate through YouTube channels, through song and dance. Meditation looks different for everyone, but you can do a 5-minute meditation in the morning or before you go to sleep. You can do a 10-minute meditation wherever you are, or even 8-hour meditations while you sleep. There are many different ways to meditate, but I know that this is the number one way to let go of resistance. When you meditate, you clear your mind. And when you clear your mind, you let go. And when you let go, your energy settles. It means that your energy isn't so active and focused on the one thing that you truly want the most. See, when we are focused on something, it makes it difficult to bring it towards us, especially if you have a lot of beliefs around it. So something like, I want a healthy relationship. And yet you're so focused on you not having that relationship that you're actually making it harder for yourself to attract this person to you. We can't focus on what is. We need to be able to focus on what we can do now. See, if you don't have something right this second, then let it be and let it come naturally to you. How many times have you, see, resistance likes to breed resistance. When you're focused on something and you're, let's say you're angry or you're sad, okay? When we have those emotions, we do things that perpetuate those emotions. So if you're angry, you might scream or shout or get a little aggressive. You might drive faster. You might listen to angry music. You might stomp your feet. You might do aggressive behaviors. And so what happens is you're building a lot of momentum and holding on to that anger. And if you're sad, if you just got broken up with, if you're sad and depressed, what are you going to do? You're going to do things that perpetuate that sadness. You're going to listen to sad music. You might turn the lights off. You might sleep. You might avoid. You might hold yourself up. And we really want to shift those emotions into a more positive direction. Now, of course, take the time that you need to feel the things that you need to feel. This is the biggest thing for everyone, is that some people or most people will actually run from their emotions when our emotions are our guiding, driving force in this life. It is okay to feel how you feel, and I am telling you that you are completely validated. No one can tell you how to feel. No one can tell you how long you need to process things, and no one can change that. You know, you are responsible for your own feelings. And a lot of times when feelings get hard and scary and a little intense, we try to hide from them. We try to stuff them. We try to ignore them, or we try to pawn them off on someone else so they can fix it. None of these things are healthy for us or the people involved in the situation. You've got to learn how to emotionally regulate yourself. And one of the ways that you can do this is through journaling or meditation and doing the things that are good for you. Working out is a good stress relief. Song and music and dance are excellent for help regulating your nervous system and your emotions. And then also just sitting with how you feel, accepting that however you feel right now is how you feel. We don't want to keep perpetuating emotions because it amplifies it. So the best way to do this is just acknowledge how you feel. I feel by giving it words. I feel sad. I feel angry. I feel whatever. See, our body holds on to feelings and emotions within. It gets stored in our DNA and our cells and our muscles. And what happens is if you are storing your emotions in your body, it can and will lead to sickness and diseases. See, most of your weakened immune systems are because of unprocessed emotions. And our emotions get stored within our bodies. So if you have physical pain anywhere in your body, other than an actual injury, so something like, you know, if you broke a bone or something or twisted your ankle, that's a physical injury. But if you have intense pain in your shoulders, your back, your face, your neck, your hips, it's all because of stored, trapped emotions. And we want to release that. You can do things like somatics. Again, it's simple things that we've all heard before. We know we need to do, and yet somehow we don't do them. But we do need to release these trapped emotions because that's what creates resistance in the first place. It's all about bringing awareness to how you're feeling in any given situation. One of the best pieces of advice that I've ever heard was from my best friend. And I was sitting on the couch and I was feeling particularly lazy that day, or particularly unmotivated, or whatever you want to call it. And I had a pile of dishes to do. Now, as we know, things of the chore nature can really weigh heavy on our hearts and our minds and feel like an impossible task. So I told her, I was like, I need to do these dishes and I don't want to. And I just, you know, in a mood that day. And she said, well, you're already thinking about it. You might as well do it. And I don't know why that worked, but as soon as she told me that, I got off my ass and I did these dishes. And I will tell you, I felt so much better. See, the thing is that we need to take the chore out of the things that we're doing. We're less inclined to do things if we feel that we are forced to, right? If someone is telling us to do something or we feel like that we have to do this, then it makes it impossible and we're going to be digging ruts for ourselves. Try to think of the things that you do not as a chore, but things that you get to do. Look at it from a different reference point or a different point of view. So things like starting a business, right? You may be all excited, you're ready to monetize yourself, you're ready to go. And then somewhere along the way, once you start getting orders for something, it now feels like an obligation, which puts added pressure on, which makes you not want to do it, which perpetuates the cycle of resistance. When it comes to resistance, it really is the art of letting go. It really is the art of accepting exactly where you are and who you are right then and there. It is the art of saying, I don't know how this is going to unfold, and I know what I'm asking for, so I'll just let it come naturally. If you are feeling particularly resistant, try shifting your focus to something else, anything else. See, resistance is bred when we talk about it and you beat a dead horse. So, something like you're adding more and more energy to something that doesn't need it. Slow down the momentum, slow it down, meditate. Take a deep breath. Do whatever you need to do so you're not adding more resistance to the problem. If you feel that it's been perpetuated for far too long, then it's real. It might be time to take a complete step back and completely let it go. If it's meant for you, it'll come to you. It'll be there for you. See, one of the things that I have struggled with is starting my business in the past, and I had a string of bad luck for a while, and that got perpetuated for a couple of years. I had to take a step back and really ask myself, okay, what is the issue here? Why am I so resistant to this? And when I took a step back and I let it go for a little while, and I put my focus into my arts and crafts, I put my focus into my home, I put my focus into my career, I put my focus into learning new things, I put my focus into new hobbies, I put my focus in other people, then I was able to come back with a clear mind and refocus and reevaluate my goals. And ever since then, my businesses have been a success. So it's time to refocus our mind and let go of all that's no longer serving us. So, questions today to ask yourself is, what are you resisting? You can be resisting anything from love to relationships to cleaning your house to productivity to working out to career. What are you actively resisting in your life today? And then ask yourself, what can I focus on to relieve this pressure? So let's get in the mindset of bringing awareness to our feelings and bringing awareness to our mind and our habits. And tomorrow we will continue on with clearing doubt and fear. So for today, you can find me on TikTok at the White Lotus 777, where I do spiritual tarot readings and guide you on your spiritual journey. And you can find me on Patreon at the White Lotus. If you would like to subscribe to my channel, that would be amazing, and I will see you in tomorrow's episode.